This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So here's everything you need to know about SH, you know what, T-gate, crap gate. It's about fake news. And if we got out in front of this and expose the history of this and the mechanics behind it, it will just be one more nail in the coffin of MSM and their entire fake news system. Remember, 2 weeks ago, they said that Trump in a meeting said that all Haitians have AIDS. No proof. That didn't work. It went away. They went, wait a minute. Let's say that he said Haiti and other African countries, even though Haiti's in the Caribbean, they said Haiti and other African countries are SH, you know what, T-holes. Why don't we bring people here from the nation like you just met with a Northern European leader? And you can see how they then rolled it out and then used the SHIT on air to elicit an emotional response, which F. Lee Bailey and many other lawyers in the O.J. Simpson trial admitted that they were going to have Johnny Cochran do it. But Johnny Cochran said, listen, I'm black. That won't freak him out. A brother, in his words, using the N-word. Because we've taken that term and turned it around. You need to do it. And they sent out, and he agreed, they sent out F. Lee Bailey, known corrupt lawyer, he'll pay big fines, you name it, to go in there and use the N-word 40-plus times to project that onto the whole investigation so that O.J. would get off. And it was successful. So that's what this whole exercise is trying to also change the subject from Shadow Bangate, that was the number one story yesterday, Twitter going involved in huge amounts of censorship. So they're desperate right now, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want the president to go, oh, yeah, DACA, let's try to be friendly. Let's work something out. They want to take that away. While acting like they were his friend, I said, watch, the big attack's coming. So that's the real key news here. And remember, the Clintons stole 99% of the money that came in from Haiti. They set up a system to control it where they got the money from thousands of charities. They and their organization got caught shipping little Haitian kids out for all sorts of horrible stuff. Associated Press investigation. Even the Huffington Post says the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund is lying to you. It's a fact. So robbing them and killing a bunch of black people, that's not bad. But an imaginary quote that the president says is fake about places being crap holes, which they are crap holes. People that live there will tell you they're crap holes. They're hell holes. They turn it around. So here's a little compilation of some of F. Lee Bailey.
You use the word nigger in describing people.
Presently.
Yes. Overall.
No, sir.
You mean if you called someone a nigger, you have forgotten it? I want you to assume that perhaps at some time, since 1985 or 6, you addressed a member of the African-American race as a nigger. And you say on your oath that you have not addressed any black person as a nigger or spoken about black people as niggers in the past 10 years, Detective Furman.
Did you say, while in the recruiting station at any time during those years, that when you see a nigger driving with a white woman, you pull them over?
No.
Did you say at any time in that recruiting station, in the presence of any female, including Kathleen Bell, that you'd like nothing more than to see all niggers gathered together and killed?
I can't listen to this anymore. Turn it off. It doesn't mean there aren't racist black people out there that I don't like. There are a lot of great black people, a lot of great white people, you name it, out there. I'm not going to lower myself to feel powerful to the level of engaging in this as a white person. And just like the racist whites, the racist blacks, you name it. But again, what you've seen with this whole fake quote of the president, which he's denied, then now they're saying, oh, he's calling black people crap holes. So they're now even extrapolating out the fakeness and saying the cuss words on TV to elicit an emotional response to manipulate you. And it just shows there's nowhere they won't go. There's no low that they won't plumb. These people are committed, and they're not giving up. And the fight to restore the republic has just begun. And the victories we've had are sweet, but they're going to be so much sweeter when we finally end the... I want to plow into all of this. I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
New lows for the corporate whore media. Continually putting out fake quotes, continually putting out fake stories, continually lying on every front you can imagine. On purpose. I mean, when they come out and say, Flynn's flipped. He admits they were Russian agents controlled by the Kremlin. He met with them during the campaign. They know that's all fake. And then hours later, oh, we're not sure. Oh, it was a minor mistake. They think you're not paying attention. Just like, oh, the Haitians all have AIDS, he said. Then it's not true. Well, let's just add a cuss word in there. Then air that and make it try to fly. And you know they're got all the Adobe software that anybody could buy until they pulled it off the market for a couple thousand dollars to take whatever they want and put out fake quotes of the president. But they pulled that off the market last year because they started thinking, what's going to happen to us? When everybody can put out fake audio of whoever they want, we won't be able to put out fake audio on Trump and others. And then people will know, oh, well, that's a computer program. And the computer programmers will be able to study the WAV files and be able to tell if they're fake or not. And they're like, well, we'll have to release this later, not right now. I mean, you can see the thinking behind all of this, and you know. The next shoe to drop is that they're going to come out and say that he hates black people. They've already said that, but they're going to try to have witnesses, or they're going to use the N-word. There's really no end to this. And notice it distracts from the best stock market ever, the record low black unemployment, record low unemployment, thousands of new companies starting, millions of new jobs, huge tax cuts, huge bonuses, things roaring back. The Chinese in a trade war, lowering their taxes to zero on corporations, trying to keep our factories and jobs over there, and to keep our money over there, just our money that all goes there. And then the enemy media that's so committed to bringing down this country, they come back like a bat out of hell with a new story. And I was watching the news last night and this morning, and they barely even say the president denies it. It's incredible. But then I started thinking, why not just own it and say, well, I didn't say that, but America's infrastructure is a S-H-you-know-what T-hole. And America's education went from the best in the world 50, 60 years ago to the worst of the industrialized world. So for education, we're a S-H-you-know-what T-hole. And the way we take care of our veterans, the VA, is a S-H-I-T hole. And the way the Democrats lie and the mainstream media lies, they treat us like our minds are a S-H-I-T hole. And again, the mainstream media, they can use it, they can say it, they can play it on the radio and TV on their shows. We're not, because we'll get shut down. Because again, we're just libertarian patriots. The language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used. What was really tough was the outlandish proposal made. A big setback for DACA. He's trying, as he always said, to get real DACA for people that aren't criminals, that really were here when they were young, that can prove that they're aiding society and not people engaged in fraud. Like Obama just said, you come here, you say you've been here for a while, you're legal. No matter how many times you've been deported, no matter how many crimes you've committed, you sign a form pledging to stop committing felonies. Trump goes, that's a horrible plan. A lot of criminals are coming out of Latin America and Mexico. We got to be able to vet them and stop them. A lot of bad people, a lot of good people, too. Then there's headline, Trump says all Mexicans criminals. You're like, where's the clip? Where's the clip of Alex Jones saying he hates gays? Where's the clip of me saying that there's a Mars base with slaves on it? Never said it. You got to challenge the media. $10 million you've got me saying that I believe there's a Martian base with slaves on it. I mean, what are you talking about? But again, this is who these people are. They're unbelievable, and they've got the most dumbed-down people. The people that live in Democratic Party, Blue State, Big Mega City, SH-T holes. Everywhere Democrats are in control are SH-T holes. And every country socialists are in control of are SH-T holes. I mean, let's have a debate because some of them aren't just SH-T holes. They are H-E double hockey stick hell. They are H-E double hockey stick holes. North Korea is a hell hole. Venezuela is a hell hole. Russia under communism is a hell hole. If you're not an inner party member in China, you're in a hell hole. If you're in a Foxconn factory, you're a hell hole. If you're in an Amazon factory, you're in a hell hole. How do you fix things? You call it a hell hole. A crap hole. Haiti is a literal crap hole. Haiti doesn't have indoor plumbing in 95% of it. And tens of thousands die every year of cholera and other waterborne diseases. There are open sewers of feces everywhere. You look at a satellite photo of the island of Hispaniola. The east of it is the Dominican Republic. Very nice, green, beautiful. The other side, pull up satellite photos of Haiti. Almost total deforestation. Total collapse. Never got free market going. A hell hole. A hell hole where the legend has it that the Haitians pledged themselves to Satan and sacrificed a hog, and they say this in their own history, to free them from French rule. And they never got out from under colonialism of one type or another, and the Clintons preying on them and all the rest of it. And it is the toilet of the Caribbean. Haiti is the worst place. That's what you call them is. People say, why would you want to go to Calcutta, India? I have Indian friends that say, oh, if you want to go to India, go here to the north or these mountains or this area is nice. Do not go here. It is a, because Indians, I know none of them are politically correct. Most people run about, oh, I love Trump, love you, Alex, or are Indian Americans. But the point is they go, oh, Alex, you know, don't ever go to India to go to these places because there's dead people on the side of the street. There's crap everywhere. These are SH-T holes. Because they are. And if you go to China, people will tell you, don't go there. It is a SH-T hole. So third world places with sewage running down the street and starving children are SH-T holes in definition, in common nomenclature, parlance, a modern dictionary. And let's pull up the Urban Dictionary. They probably already changed it to be politically correct, but let's pull up SH-T hole. If you look at a hell hole is Somalia, North Korea, a collapsing society completely. Venezuela is now a hell hole. Those are hell holes. There's maybe 25 hell holes. There's close to 100 SH-T holes. There are close to 100 countries that you would call, whether it is an extremely dirty, shabby, or otherwise unpleasant place, this place is a bleep hole, S-H-I-T hole. I hope you know that. So the Urban Dictionary, an bastion of liberalism. Here, we'll zoom out. Is this Urban Dictionary? Which one is this? Well, that's just the Oxford Living Dictionary. Well, I just said go to the common parlance. Wow, let's do a story on this. So, the English Oxford Living Dictionary is racist. There's your headline right there. They say that an extremely dirty, shabby, or otherwise unpleasant place is a S-H-I-T hole. So there you go. In fact, let's play the audio of it. We can delay this for radio stations, but just click the little audio if you can fade that little speaker, and it'll play it for you. So we'll do it when we come back. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the zooming out, please, for listeners. Thank you. Viewers. zoom out for me, thank you. You can go to the English Oxford. Oh, the Oxford Dictionary. That's the biggest one there is, the most prestigious. And it calls it extremely dirty, shabby, or otherwise unpleasant place. What they say the president called it, but he says he didn't even call it that. So, what they allege that's fake is what the Oxford Living Dictionary calls Haiti. Because if Haiti isn't an SH-T hole, nothing is. Let's roll some video, maybe, when we come back, of our aid teams flying in food aid, and also find out what's happening in Haiti, and we can show you. We've got photos in the town's videos of little starving children, seas of feces flowing. The UN, by the way, crapped in the $20 million water system the U.S. paid for, gave everybody diseases. They just had to swim in it and crap in it. Remember that? But it's okay if the UN craps in the water and killed 10,000 people in Haiti. Just don't misquote the president as calling a SH-T hole an SH-T hole, even though he probably didn't say it, and the knowing, lying, globalist whore media said so, playing an O.J. Simpson, F. Lee Bailey.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins. Revenge beneath me. Lost within our plans for life. It all seems so unreal. I'm a maker in heaven's world.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I intend on opening the phones up. Coming up a little bit later in the broadcast, we're going to have the start of the next hour. Joining us for the transmission, the head of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, who had the number one news story yesterday on Google, Facebook, Twitter, their infiltration of Twitter, with their executives admitting we censor all conservatives, we censor WikiLeaks, we censor anything nationalistic. We have AI computers now coming in to end all their free speech where they can't even talk to each other. They think that they're talking to each other, but we block them with all humans and only let them talk to bots. Well, this is what they already do to Democrats. That's in the Facebook documents that came out last year. It's criminal. They have bots where almost all your friends are bots. They then get your mind thinking over the years into a certain thing. Then they put you into a trough of real people who have all now been programmed, and then now you're self-fulfilling, but then there are still bots that herd you and control you and keep you on the reservation. Why would anyone want to be part of mind control like that? And then certain real people are then recruited by Facebook because the computer profile shows they're anti-free speech, they're vicious, they're hateful, they have total cognitive dissonance. Nothing will reach them. Nothing will help them. They will never listen to facts. Black unemployment could be the lowest ever as it is. You know, Donald Trump could, find the cure for cancer. He's always bad. They then get recruited to be moderators for no money who then go around censoring, and the really good ones then get paid. And that's all on video, and that's all in the documents. Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, you name it. And, you know, we expose Seal coming out and saying that Oprah Winfrey is a horrible person that brought women to be pimped by Weinstein. He's credible. You know, very good guy, good background, one of the biggest selling artists ever. Black guy, African. Don't call me a European or whatever, from Africa, whatever, just a person. And he's the worst ever, see? And so they just, you'd think that'd be a viral video about Seal coming out. But no, you can't share it. You have to actually go find it on my channel to even see it. And it's the same thing they do with every video. It's powerful. They just shut it down. And that's why they can't stand Fox News, despite all its problems, is it doesn't go along 100% with the other establishment channels. It was for about the last, going back about 6 months ago, a year before that, in the previous year before that, with the end of the election, about 6 months in, they were pretty anti-Trump. But that hurt their ratings. They lost half their viewers. They went, whoa, this is too crazy. We're going back the way we were. And they flipped back to, hey, Trump's going to win. We're not going to be able to get rid of him. Sorry. Which just shows you how opportunistic the Rupert Murdochs are. But at the end of the day, most globalists have so many hundreds of billions of dollars, they don't even care. They'd lose a lot of that money just to get rid of Trump and be in control. For the Murdochs, when it didn't work, they were so opportunistic, they at least went back to quitting. Which shows, I don't think they're pure evil then. A little more pragmatic, which is better than pure evil any day of the week. So that's why I have been so angry about this, is that to watch the Clintons rob Haiti, to watch all this go on, to watch them ship kids out of the country, to watch everything they've done, the Clintons back when he was president and right through, robbing it, looting it, stealing all the aid money, with the IMF and World Bank, not just the the donations, and I've given huge donations and funded aid missions and sent reporters in and exposed it. And I'm not going, I'm goody two-shoes. It's just that to sit there and be criticized as a libertarian, as a Christian, as a conservative by MSM, and to see Trump being criticized when all he's been doing is trying to help Haiti, and to see the massive aid that went into Puerto Rico in the media line say he doesn't like Hispanics because he didn't help Puerto Rico when that was all a fraud. It's just to see them push the tyranny and push the lies on and 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 on. And to have all the CNN panels unloading, calling him a racist, and Don Lemon and all these idiots and Phil Mudd. Phil Mudd, formerly of the CIA, said he wanted the president dead and he should die soon. Said, I'm a proud SH-poller. So, that's my other big challenge. Phil Mudd, if he loves third world crap holes, according to the English Oxford Dictionary, meaning a third world place without plumbing, hey, the Oxford Dictionary says that if Trump even said this, he's correct. But they don't care. He says he's a proud assholer. Well, but you're never going to see. You're going to never see him move to Haiti. You're never going to see Don Lemon or Bill Clinton or any of these people. They just use it as a third world hellhole, where they as vampires can come in and feed as much as they want, as long as they want, as hard as they want. And I'm not mad, but I thought all these clips were bleeped. We played Lemon earlier, and he said the cuss word. I'm not going to do what CNN does. It's no big deal. But is our Phil Mudd clip bleeped? It is. Let's play Phil Mudd, CNN analyst. I'm a proud bleep holer with the idiot Don Lemon. Here it is.
Are you shocked or surprised by this?
I'm not surprised. In one way, I'm proud. I am a proud holder. My family was called WOPs and macro leaders. I'm proud of that. We came when people from Ireland and Italy were seen as dirty people, dirty Catholics who didn't belong in a Protestant country. Holders built this country 110 years ago. They were called slopers and slant eyes. Chinese people who built this country.
Pause again. They're literally, and if you want to try to go to China at that time, they'd kill you. Everybody was tribal, and there was huge groups, and the media hypes it up bigger than it was. Most of the people in my family intermarried with Native Americans and stuff. But again, this is a little race-baiting Phil Mudd of the CIA and the former head of counterintelligence brought in by Mueller. This is an enemy of the country. Up here invoking every racial slur he can to make everyone hate the president like he was there 100 years ago being mean to somebody. Oh, and by the way, I'm not against Catholics. They're great people. But cities Catholics took over. If you weren't Catholic, you weren't getting a job either. This is what people do until the American system changed it more than anybody else. They're now attacking the American system as if we're the worst in the world, but not Foxconn laboratories, not slave labs, not genetic engineering, not robbing Haiti. It's these monsters that rob everybody like Mudd, who's failing and who is a filth and who's very close to going to prison with his friends like Mueller, who doesn't know what to do. Let's go back to him.
It's from Japanese internment camp.
Pause again. It was Franklin Delano Roosevelt that put some of the Japanese in internment camps. It's the Democrats again. Again, if you know history, it's Eisenhower. It's the Republicans that did the Civil Rights Act. It's the Republicans that were against slavery. You sack of garbage. But again, everything you say is a lie, but you think the viewers are idiots. And they are. They're a bunch of racist whites, blacks, Hispanics, you name it, that tune into CNN for their race narrative, and they all hate white people in general. They are the racists, because the KKK was founded by the Democrats.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Super supercharged BrainForce Plus and feel the rush without the crash. BrainForce Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From Spinal Tap with the fictitious band playing the part of a 1970s, 1980s rock band with the hit song Hellhole. I would have called Haiti a hellhole. There's probably 20 or so hellholes, maybe 80 SH-T holes. The English Oxford Dictionary calls any country that has squalor and doesn't have a lot of electricity or running water or sewage a SHIT hole. So, whether the president said this or not, the English Oxford Living Dictionary would define Haiti as one of the worst SH-T holes in the world. But Trump, just like he said 2 weeks ago, he said, I didn't say all the Haitians have AIDS. That's preposterous. We've sent extra aid there. But see, they can't have it either way. He just kicked 200,000 Salvadorans out of the United States, forcing them back to gang violence, ravage, and impoverished disaster area. But I thought he was going to betray us on DACA. No, he was trying to make a real deal where you had to be vetted. So this is just the media telling conservatives he betrayed us on DACA, which he didn't do, then putting out another fake quote he didn't say by the fake media famous for that. Now we're going to go to Scott Adams, who's a linguist and expert in his own right, best-selling author, of course, creator of Dilbert, and so much more, at Scott Adams Says here in a moment. Always great getting him on my broadcast, The War Room, Real News with David Knight. Just great to have him join us. And, of course, you can visit his website as well, Scott Adams, scottadams.com. I'm always just visiting him on Twitter. So we're going to talk to him in a moment about this and get his take. He was coming on about some other subjects we'll get into as well when we set him up a few days ago. But I wanted to play the former deputy director of the CIA, Phil Mudd, who said a few months ago, we're going to kill the president. The deep state will kill him. We've come a long way. They at least admit it exists. To now saying all of us that were Irish and all of us that came here, because, you know, the evil Protestants, we were all the SH Holes. I'm like, no, those are Democrat Party run areas where they're closer to Haiti or whatever. I want to empower Haiti. I've sent aid to Haiti. I've been involved. I didn't swindle it like the Clintons did. So there's reality and then there's fiction. And so even if the president said this, which he said he didn't, Haiti is known as one of the biggest, you know what, people that come from there. People I know from India call places like Calcutta A-S-H, you know what, hole. They are. When there's open sewage, that's the definition. A hellhole's North Korea or a collapsing society like Venezuela. There's not many of those. But the Democrats would turn us into a hellhole like the south side of Chicago. Then right next to it's prosperity and no crime. It's culture. It's media. It's Democrat blue state areas. You look at a map of the U.S., everywhere there's blue is where you find the hellholes and the crap holes. So the Democrat really are, they are the crap hole party. I think the president should own this and say, well, I didn't really say it, but, you know, the dictionary says that Haiti is a SH-T hole. The Democrats have robbed it, made it a worse crap hole. So here's that clip, and we'll go to the creator of Dilbert.
Are you shocked or surprised by this?
I'm not surprised. In one way, I'm proud. I am a proud holder. My family was called WOPs and macro leaders. I'm proud of that. We came when people from Ireland and Italy were seen as dirty people, dirty Catholics who didn't belong in a Protestant country. Holders built this country 110 years ago.
Trump is a Catholic. Let's continue. It's all projected, but the creator, Dilbert, he's really the expert on this language stuff. I'm just kind of a natural guy that just looks at it, but he's got the technicals in a moment. Let's continue with the guy that said we're going to kill the president. Here he is.
Go. They were called slopers and slant eyes. Chinese.
Wait, pause. Did you adopt a person from a starving orphanage in South Korea like my parents did? No. You are another elitist scumbag that's all talk on the KKK Democratic Party. Let's continue.
Built this country. Pullers from Japanese internment camps.
Was Democrats put them in there again?
Those camps as American citizens. And that's a legacy that we bear shame
for. That's enough. That's right. You and the Democratic Party, but Eisenhower and the Republicans and my grandfather in Texas politics, when nobody else in his area was a Republican, he got elected as a Republican, and they put the black kids in the schools, and they did it all, and then you turn around and tell me I'm a racist. No, you're part of the real crap hole party, the KKK, Mr. Mudd. Excuse me, I'm ranting here. Scott Adams, blog.dilbert.com, at Scott Adams on Twitter. Thank you for joining us for this segment. The next, you heard me ranting the last 4 or 5 minutes. What do you make of this SH storm that's going on?
Well, as usual, things are not necessarily in context. So one of the contexts that you see left out quite often is that when he said, why can't we get more people from Norway? Sometimes they mention it, but usually they don't. That he had just got done meeting with the Prime Minister of Norway, and he had been talking about Norway, 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 probably for an hour and a half that day. And so when he was trying to come up with the name of a country that was prosperous, he said Norway. So if you leave that context out, it changes it a lot. The other context you probably need to put on this is that the damage that the president created, and by the way, I can't could be, you know, got out to the public, was clearly just a mistake. And as mistakes go, it was sort of a 10 out of 10. You know, it's about as high as you can get on the offensive mistake level. So I don't defend it in any way. But if you put it in context, what he said was in a room with no cameras and no recording. So it was a bad thing to say, but in the context of the room, everybody in the room understood it to be his usual colorful language, talking about the economic situation of those countries, because the whole reason they were talking about those countries is because they had a bad economic situation. That's why they were favored in the first place.
You're right. Simple. I mean, he's denying he said it, but I want you to address that. But if he did, he has called our infrastructure totally crappy. That doesn't mean he hates America.
So here's the point I'm heading toward. He said probably something along those lines. You know, the details are a little less important. But here's the thing. Whatever he did was bad, and I don't defend it. But it was also limited to the room. Whoever leaked it, and then whoever, you know, the writer for the Washington Post who decided to magnify it, turned it from a small, bad, unfortunate comment that I wish he hadn't made in a room where it would have been contained.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Into something that's a million.
They're
times
the ones
worse.
That brought it out and put salt in the wound. Exactly, that a private conversation. I get your point.
Yeah. So if you there's nothing that excuses what the president said because he put himself at risk for being quoted. There's no excuse for that, and it is offensive. But if you were to compare that, I like to use this analogy: if somebody is guilty of manslaughter, you can't defend it. It's a 10 out of 10. It's as bad as you can get. But if you were to compare that to, say, a genocide, everybody would agree that the genocide
that
is
the Clintons
worse.
Admit they were involved in Rwanda.
Yeah, well, a genocide is bigger than a manslaughter of one person. So the president is certainly guilty of creating a situation where this could get out. But whoever the leaker was has committed a far, far more serious crime against the country. Not crime exactly, but offense. It took a small offense that could have been contained and turned it into a gigantic issue that's it's a bloody nose for the country. It's bad for the way we deal with our allies. It's bad on every level. And I think you have to hold maybe not the Washington Post responsible because they do reporting for a living, but leaking isn't anybody's job. Nobody took a job to be a leaker. So whoever did that has to share, I would say, 95% of the damage. I think they have to own that. But the president doesn't get off at all. I give him, I would say that this is a bad move on his part, period.
Well, he says he didn't say it, but he did say I use some harsh language. He could just come out and say the Clinton stole $2 billion out of Haiti. Even the Huffington Post admits that. And that this is a complete joke and more fake news. I mean, listen, I could say maybe he used colorful language like that. But what about all the other fake news they've been caught putting out against him over and over again?
Well, let's look at context again, because if you change the context, you can create fake news where there is none. And one of the questions that I've asked the press to see if they can wrestle with today is the question of if the president got his preference of a merit-based immigration system, given that most of the world is not white, wouldn't that, by his design, create a system where mostly non-white people are immigrating simply because of the math of it?
The brain drain. Let's talk about that. Really smart with Scott Adams of Dilbert. We'll be back. Let's talk about the brain drain straight ahead.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've always liked Gilbert, and I've also read his new book, Win Bigly. And Scott Adams, of course, endorsed Hillary for his own safety, but he's been more of a, what do you call him, a libertarian, something, or a conservative or a liberal over the years. And he always gets me to think about different angles. And it doesn't mean I totally agree with him. I think Trump's being more like Putin. I don't mean on policies or being pro-Russia, but Putin would say, this is a crap hole country. I mean, Trump even really said it. I've just seen media lie so much, I don't know how we can even agree that Trump really said it. But then when the Oxford English Dictionary says a third world country without running water or without sewage is a SH-T hole, I just say, own it then. That's why people like Trump. But I can see what you're saying, these countries then hurting our relations. Well, I think the Clintons robbing them hurts the relations. But I want to hear you flesh this out, the point you were getting to as we went to break, Scott Adams. Please continue.
Well, the point was about context. And if we haven't compared the president's future plan of a merit-based system, I don't know if we can determine whether his merit-based system would be biased toward white people or not. But if you just do the math, I think 25% of the world is white, and they may be disproportionately in countries where they're less inclined to want to immigrate because, you know, they may have good economies in their country. So I think you're comparing two proposed systems in which both of them get you far more brown people, but one is merit-based where the people who come in are more immediately adding to the quality of life in this country and some are not. It's a completely fair argument. as to whether or not you should have a merit-based system. But I think it's false to say that one system brings in lots of brown and black people, to use the phrases that are being used in the news, and one doesn't. Because as far as I can see, both of them would do pretty much the same.
Well, pragmatically, Trump 2-3 years ago said over and over again, I'm not against all Mexicans. They're not all criminals. That's a lie. But a lot of criminals are coming in unvetted. And he gave examples. They take me out of context. And then the conservatives were all mad at him going, he's saying he's going to go for DACA if they vet the people. Well, that's a betrayal. No, he never said that. It's like conservatives go, super right-wing ones, oh, he hates gays because the media said he did. Mm. He's got rainbow flags at the convention. He's got people coming out, you know, out of the closet up there, you know, eloquently like Peter Thiel. And then when he doesn't come out as anti-gay, they go, oh, my gosh, you betrayed us. You're not anti-gay. But it's the leftist media misrepresenting, and then it's just crazy.
Well, yes, and also keep in mind that we observe this president using hyperbole and exaggerating on every topic about everything. So everything he does, he says, is the best in the world, which I think is good technique, by the way. And he says that everything that he doesn't like is the worst thing in the world and some kind of a hole. So this is the way he talks about everything all the time. If you were in that meeting, you probably knew he was just talking about the economic circumstances of those countries. But as soon as it leaves that meeting, whoever leaked it turned it into something different by changing its context.
No, you're right. The leak is the issue. I mean, why do these people keep doing incendiary things, whether they're true, half-true, lies? Aren't they really the ones endangering the country? Because you can say, well, let's talk big. If we had the biggest industrial base, we had the future. If Trump says we're great, we believe it again, we look at the economy, look at everything. It's manifesting. It's not like Oprah's Secret where you just Shazam can make a palace out of the sky because you believe it. We have the infrastructure. We go back to it. It looks like Trump's exuberance is working.
Yeah, and, you know, I would also go back to something that a famous blogger named Scott Alexander once wrote about. It's the phenomenon that if you hear something in the news that just sounds unbelievable, it is almost certain that it didn't happen. So, for example, when it's been widely reported that the president called the white supremacists in Charlottesville fine people, well, that seems so amazing that you say, oh, my God, is that possible? And the answer is, he almost certainly was thinking about there must have been other people there. Maybe there was just some Trump supporters who like free speech or whatever. So it is unbelievable because it probably almost certainly didn't happen. Likewise, what he said that the immigrants coming from Mexico included, you know, rapists and murderers, whatever his exact quote was. If you interpret that to think that he believes everyone coming over the border is a criminal, that's hard to believe. And the reason it's hard to believe is because there's no chance he was thinking that.
Well, let me ask you this.
Like he always does.
Where do you see this going? Because mainstream media keeps ratcheting up the rhetoric with Phil Mudd, you know, saying we're going to kill the president a few months ago. And now he says, you know, he's called us all of us assholes when we didn't. Personalizing it, where if I go out now, leftists attack me, throw coffee on me, they scream Nazi, they scream Russian agent. I mean, this is like a witch hunt at the levels of the Salem trials. And I am not a witch, and I'm basically have people chasing me down the street with pitchforks and torches screaming witch. And it's insane. It's not even scary to me. It's insane.
Well, you know, the witches are always the ones who say, I'm not a witch, Alex.
Exactly. So
watch out for that. But, yeah, no, this is a dangerous situation, and I think you have to allocate the blame rationally. The president did something that made this new excitement possible. Totally his fault. Could have been avoided. It was a self-inflicted wound. But whoever leaked it turned it into a big effing problem. And that person needs to answer for that morally, ethically, practically, and politically. I think that not knowing who that was, whose judgment was so bad to think that this should be a story that the public should be digesting, it's almost mind-boggling that somebody could have made an ethical decision in that direction.
Plus, Trump showed if Democrats come to the table and are real with him, he'll make deals. He's not a dictator. He's got to make deals. He lets them in, and then every time they leak or they embellish, I mean, they've been caught lying, too, about stuff. So I don't agree with you that we know this was true. He said, I use strong language, but it's not that. I think he knows somebody might have recorded it. It was something else. It may have been close. I think you're partially right, but I just think he's, I don't know. Well, I agree he engages in hyperbole, but when he gets nailed down, he starts getting accurate. Sorry, go ahead.
But Alex, I would agree with you that it's unlikely that we're hearing the quote exactly as it was said. And chances are if we heard it again in context and the exact words following whatever else had been saying, you know, at the moment, it probably would sound different. So I don't think he's necessarily wrong when he says that he didn't say that exactly. But I think it's fair to say he was making disparaging remarks about the quality of some countries. I don't think that's...
But if somebody says to me, like I've got Indian friends, and I've said, you know, I've never been to India, where should I go? And I mean, they're like, oh man, well, I tell you, you know, I would not go to Calcutta or this or that. They are SH-T holes. And because people are crapping all over the street, there's dead bodies. I mean, I have family that's gone over there. Some areas are totally beautiful and great. Some places have 10 million people in the city, and they are hell holes. They are not just crap holes. I mean, if the dictionary has the word for open sewage, a place is a crap hole.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but context, again, is rules everything. If you say about your own child, oh, my God, my son's a dope, then people say, well, the context is you're the parent, you love your child, you're just speaking.
But they're doing something dopey.
Right, but if somebody else calls your kid a dope, well, these are fighting words, right? So the problem is not whether, interesting question, and maybe one that's useful to know.
But you have a map of the world, hell holes, crap holes.
But it really matters who's saying it and in what context. And
what are good countries called? Glory holes?
No comment.
Sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
Well, I think I was done with that point, that what was said in the meeting was bad, but whoever leaked it made it terrible. So context matters.
Do you think Trump's going to end up being one of the greatest presidents ever, or do you think just on this track, I mean, this is insane. How, because the prosperity's coming in, I don't see how they remove him as long as the economy keeps surging.
Well, the history of this sort of thing, you know, it happens every month or so, is that it plays big for 48 hours and then it goes away. Do you remember, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, we were talking about this book called Fire and Fury. Like our sense of time has completely changed because of this president.
Exactly. You know, it's almost like he does so much of this as an idiot savant that it jumps from the one thing to the next. So, yeah.
So the one thing you don't have to wonder is if there will be another outrage that will push this one off the page again. But it will always live in people's minds as part of the confirmation bias story that says he's a monster.
Wow. You know, you're right. Fire and Fury is only a week and a half old. It seems like 4 years ago. I'd even forgotten about it. You just said it.
Yeah, literally. I'm booked to be on a show tomorrow that was booked earlier in the week, and it was going to be about Fire and Fury.
You were coming on here about it, but I just knew to move on.
Right, and I just said, well, maybe we should wait before we decide what I'm talking about, because it's going to matter what happened that morning.
All right, creator of Dilbert, Scott Adams, at Scott Adams on Twitter. We're at Real Alex Jones, the new book, Win Bigly, InfoWarsStore.com, a bunch of specials as well. Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We got Project Veritas coming on. This story shut down his story, the number one story yesterday.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird, but if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.